We're here with Carl Moser, chair-elect of the Atlantic Coast Expo and sales manager of Cardinal Canteen Food Service. This year's Atlantic Coast Expo took place from October 3rd to October 5th at the Kingston Plantation in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Thanks for joining us, Carl.
Oh, thanks a lot, Adrian.
So, Carl, could you paint a picture for someone who was not able to attend ACE? How many participants were there? How many exhibitors, operators, and non-exhibiting suppliers participated?
I would love to do that. We were really pleased with the numbers that we saw coming through the show floor. We had a lot of walk-up people come up on the show day and up until the show, and the final numbers that we saw with the show were 430 operators, 330 exhibitors, eight of those being non-exhibiting suppliers, for a total of 760 total participants. So the number has steadily over the last 3 years been going up to quite, you know, levels that we haven't seen in the last 7 or 8 years.
There has been a 10% growth for the third year in a row, and in your opinion, what do you contribute the success to?
Well, it's been, I have to say that really when you look at what happened 3 years ago when all the change to the show occurred, we switched management companies at that time, and I have to say, I mean, there's been a lot of effort from the board and all the individuals on the board, but there has to be a direct correlation with the switch of management companies 3 years ago to Takar, who runs our show and has done a wonderful job of really reinvigorating the show to such a level. I mean, we started out at the beginning and redid the website, which really had to be done. It was something that was not being used. In this day and age, not having a website just doesn't work. And we did that at the beginning, and the website is being used more than paper, which was used 4 or 5 years ago more than website. So that really has made a huge impact. And I have to say, it was the time, we had been with the same company for a long time. It was the time to change to somebody different that could just change the whole system of how we do things. And they have just done a fantastic job. Everybody that comes up to me talks about Beth and Michelle and the smile on their face and how easy it is to get answers on anything. And I just have to say, that really has probably been the biggest difference there. And I have to say, we really have focused on bringing in more operators too. That's very important to the show, to make sure that there's a lot of people on the show floor. And we've done that by bringing in more education sessions that are focused on areas that people really want to go to. I know that we'll talk about education a little bit here, but that really has brought a lot of people to the table. You want to have people, reasons not only to go to the show, but also to go to the education.
How many educational sessions did you have?
Well, one thing that we changed a few years ago and really focused on was not to have education sessions competing against each other. We just had one session for hour and 15 minutes that was only that subject matter. And this year we had three that ran back-to-back. It was, the first one was Rich Karango, ran a session, Marketing for Success. Paul Schlossberg was Invest, Innovate, or Die. And then we had Coke, Pepsi, Vendor Supply, and Vistar that did a new products for 2013 and beyond. And each one of those sessions really brought different aspects to our industry to the table: technology, how to change your marketing with a budget that all of us can afford. And so those were really great sessions. The attendance was fantastic. The room was almost totally full. And then I saw, we saw a lot of people ask for a supervisor training class that we used to have in the old days called the YES Seminar, which was a part of the VAMA ACE show. Had this class, and it was a bi-yearly class probably about 10 years ago. And we thought it would be good to bring back something like that to the show. And this year, for the first time, having done it in so many years, we had almost 40 people in the class. And it was wonderful. It was Ty Bello, who did our keynote speech at the breakfast, was just so dynamic, and I sat in the class for about 15 minutes just to listen to him, and everybody in that class was just focused on him. He did a great job, and that was a great addition to the show. We also had a technician training class that was part of education that had 17 people, and we've done that pretty much every year the last 10 years, and we get a really good turnout every year for that too. Mike Fry, who's on our board, runs that class and tries to switch the angle of the class each year. So really all this was really well attended, and we really focus on the education every year because it changes so quickly with technology, and we really want to focus on that as years go on.
Now, speaking about technology and education and its integration in the industry, for you personally, did you notice any new products that you found especially interesting or unique at the show?
Well, we really, you know, it's funny, when you walk through the show floor, and I've done this the last few years where you three or four of us walk through and we do booth we have booth awards for people that really have innovative ideas when they're putting their booths together. In the last couple of years, we've had a sports theme, and I really say it's just amazing what thought goes into bringing out the dynamic of somebody coming up to a booth and showing their product to us, because each booth is a little bit different in what they present and what they offer. And I'm really looking forward to our theme this year. We haven't come up with that's going to come up in the next conference call that we discuss. But to think about the theme and how much insight goes into what they present to us when you go up to their booth, it really happened this year and last year with those themes, and because of the college themes and the NFL and sports themes. And they show their product and try to present and give you different ideas to put forth that show their products. And everybody does it a little bit different, but they really do put a lot of thought into it.
So what can we expect for next year's ACE?
Well, we're absolutely excited with the feedback we've gotten, because I've never gotten the emails that have come forth from this year. Generally, after the show's over, you don't hear from anybody for a little bit of time. It just, in years past, that was just the way it happened. And as these years, the last few years, we've just gotten such great response. And then this year, I've probably had 15, 20 emails from people asking, you know, what do we have to look forward to for this year, and how much do we have to, you know, what are we going to have to bring to the table this year with a theme and everything else. And The show this year is going to be October 2nd through 4th at the Embassy Suites, and we are so excited to see where the show goes for next year, because with the growth that we've had, we're on such a upswing here that you know, it's really an exciting time. I know it's tough because of the economy, and everything you hear is negative in the, you know, with the way things are going with the government being shut down and so forth, but you know, we're spending a lot of time and effort to make this show successful, exciting, and an important event for people to go to, and we consider that to occur. We know that will occur next year.
Excellent, Carl. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Adrian.